with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Donald Trump was sentenced in a New York City courtroom, but the judge declined to order any kind of punishment. Judge Juan Merchan says presidential protections did not apply to Donald Trump pertaining to the case which was adjudicated.
Donald Trump, the ordinary citizen, Donald Trump, the criminal defendant, would not be entitled to such considerable protections.
Appearing in court by video from Florida, Trump says this was a case that should never have been brought.
I'm totally innocent. I did nothing wrong. They talked about business records, and the business records were extremely accurately counted. I had nothing to do with them. Any of that was done by an accountant or bookkeeper who I think gave very credible testimony.
Trump called the case a despicable charade. Some California wildfire victims have started damage assessment.
Bridget Berg and her family in Altadena left their house to get dinner. As soon as they turned the corner, they saw the mountain nearby was on fire. They evacuated.
I watched this house burn down live on the news while I was at work.
She walked through what was once her kitchen.
We just purchased the replacement refrigerator.
Berg didn't expect to find much.
We just lost our house. Everybody lost their house. My daughter has at least five friends lost their house.
Berg says it will be a long recovery process. I'm Ed Donahue.
Among the thousands of buildings destroyed in the Los Angeles area was a mosque, a synagogue, a Catholic parish, and half a dozen Protestant churches. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 696 points, the NASDAQ dropping 317. This is SRN News. Men will not be using women's bathrooms on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has officially ordered that all restrooms, changing rooms, and locker rooms at the Capitol will be restricted to use by people according to their actual biological sex, not their so-called gender identity. The order was not part of the Republican rules package, but Johnson issued it as part of the congressional record published on January 3rd. The action was prompted by the arrival of a Delaware representative who is a man living as a woman. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed legislation that boosts the rights of parents to know if their child's living as the opposite sex in school. It also requires moms and dads to be notified if the teacher is going to present lessons involving sexuality or gender. Parents can also opt their kids out of such lessons under the new law, which has been named the Parents' Bill of Rights. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks dropped on worries that good news on the job market may prove to be bad for Wall Street by keeping inflation and interest rates high. The S&P 500 fell 1.5%, the Dow fell 1.6%, the NASDAQ sank 1.6%. Stocks took their cue from the bond market, where yields rose to crank up the pressure after a report said U.S. employers had many more workers last month than economists had expected. The strong data could keep upward pressure on inflation and prevent the Federal Reserve from delivering those cuts to interest rates. The Dow was down 696 points to close at 41,938. The NASDAQ lost 317 to 19,161. The S&P 500 dropped 91 points to 5,827. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.